abiding in the natural state. In that mysterious reality, where there's nothing to see, nothing to grasp, nothing to think of, and yet it is filled with meaning. With consciousness, with love, with peace. Not all states beyond mind are the natural state. To separate all the accidental experiences, states, semi-awakenings from the body of the natural state is essential part of our growth into reality. These unnatural states, mystical states, altered states can easily become a trap, even bigger than the mind itself, because they assume the role of the goal that we are supposed to seek, even though they are not. They are just obstructions. Clarity, understanding, sensitivity, correct guidance. And obviously, having the access to the correct state, to correct states, all these elements are essential for our arrival at spiritual completion within the minimum time. Again, the economy of time is so important. So many mystics speak of time as being an illusion, and so few understand that time is precious. Time is the pure universal gold. It is the highest currency in existence. this retreat is interesting because we are purposely not going very deep. We are kind of wavering on the surface of the inner states, surface of absorption. Being in I am and yet not diving so deep. In a sense, we are maintaining space as if it was everyday life. But the mind and personality can operate in an unobstructed way, therefore can be more understood, more seen, more confronted, more penetrated. You might not be aware of that, but this is the energy of this retreat. As we are entering a deeper evolution, in the coming years, one cannot remain anymore in a gray zone. There will be a separation within each one between the light and darkness. And when the separation takes place, there is a deep confrontation with the shadow, with the subconscious, with the dark side of the psyche. And only one can win. And you have to choose sides. Whether you choose the side of the false, you surrender to the real. Ego is very clever in justifying its ignorance, its arrogance. Its impurity. But it is not intelligent, because its cleverness will lead it straight to hell. This is not wisdom. Only soul can walk the path. ego, personality can take us only to the edge of the path. It cannot go any further. It must surrender. It must relinquish itself.